Hello, everybody. My name is Eric, and I'm your host. Welcome back to the Ape Podcast. Now, today we have Esteban.
What's up?
Paul.
Yo, what's up?
Angel. Angel, you're not muted this time.
I think it's okay.
And today we have a special guest again, and yes, it's the same one from the last podcast. So yes, Oscar's is here again.
Bonjour.
Hello there.
I'm not French. I just decided to say that.
that's pretty cool, buddy. Okay, so Esteban. Mm-hmm. What are we gonna talk about today? You're the one who brought the.
Okay. Back to the actual top five for the fifth time.
Yes, true.
All right, so the categories we have are top five favorite Marvel characters, top five favorite DC characters, top five favorite movies of all time, in your personal opinion, top five favorite video games of all time, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So who
okay.
wants to go first?
I say we go kind of like round.
Yeah, we go round.
Okay. We gotta unmute.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so for don't this, say no words.
Yeah, okay, don't say any no words. Any no words. Okay.
Okay. So for the first round, we're gonna do top five favorite Marvel characters, meaning movies, shows, comics, games, doesn't matter. So who wants to go first for this round?
Okay.
I think we should go like the order it is shown. On the Discord thing, so Esteban go first, then Wait. Angel, then Paul, then Eric.
What order?
That's for me, not my order.
I think the order is different from everyone.
Okay, let's go with the order how Eric introduced everyone. In the show.
So I'm black, basically.
He introduced it as himself, Esteban, me, Oscar, and then Angel.
No, Oscar was last.
I was introduced last.
So. Yeah, Oscar was last.
The order goes from Eric, me, Paul, Angel, and then Oscar. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, what was the first thing again?
Top five favorite Marvel characters.
Top five favorite Marvel characters. Do I just, like, straight say them all, top five?
You could talk about something if you want.
Okay. Because, like, everyone knows this already. Everyone knows this, but my top one.
Let's go from five to one.
From you five to one.
Favorite is Tom Holland.
Yeah. From the bottom.
Tom Holland.
To make it more interesting.
Okay, so
we kind of know what's your number one already.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows. Everybody.
It's Ant-Man, right? It's Ant-Man.
But let's just go from five to one. In his order, okay.
Okay, I say top five is definitely Thor.
Thor, okay.
Or yeah, top four, Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was.
Yeah, he's in my top five. Top. Wait, what is it? Three. Iron Man. Yeah, he was right. Top two, Deadpool.
Okay.
And top one, Spider-Man. But you guys already knew that.
Yeah, you're a Spider-Man fanboy.
Yep.
And, okay, also for my list, I'm gonna say this right now, the last three that Eric put is the same order I put. It's just the last two, the last ones. Like, for example,
actually, to make my different from yours. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said which ones are the same as yours?
Okay. First of all,
the last three.
In order, I'm gonna say, Moon Knight, Quicksilver, Iron Man, Deadpool, and Spider-Man.
Quicksilver.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I change.
You don't have to.
Change. I think I'm gonna change Ant-Man to Daredevil, cause like. Daredevil is also pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah. It's okay if you have the same opinions. You don't have to get rid of them. I'm just saying. Yeah. Everyone can have one thing. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just say it. Like, Esteban already repeated the first one. Yeah,
but I just like, come on. Who can hate Spider-Man?
Like, in general, Marvel characters are so good. So, like, yeah, just say anything.
Who can hate? Right. Who can't hate? No one can hate Spider-Man. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I think my top five, I'd put, I'd definitely put Star-Lord some, in the fifth.
Oh, yes.
Especially, both interpretations from the game that they recently made and also just the,
movies.
Chris Pratt, the Star-Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Pratt is, yeah, okay, I'll give it. Chris Pratt Star-Lord is actually pretty good. Yeah.
Actually,
like, he's very hard to hate. The performance is very hard to hate.
Except for maybe that one scene in Infinity War, but like,
basically, okay, people have done dumber. I'll just say that.
True. Dumber. So like, you can't really hate him. He was just controlled by emotions back then. So like,
but we'll still hate him for that scene.
Yeah, we'll still hate
him. Iron Man did create Ultron, so he loses.
Yeah, that's true. So like, there's really nothing we can do, because like, they all did dumb stuff. Spider-Man in Far From Home, literally introducing him to like everybody he just meets.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man,
No Way Home,
the dumbest kid. I mean, I don't want to insult him, but you know, he is a teenager who kind of.
Okay. Compared to out of all the like Peter Parkers, Tom Holland is like the one spoiled kid in the family.
Tom Holland is the younger brother to Toby and Andrew.
Yeah, I think it's like Tom Holland and takes his like that sort of trait from Stark because they both create their own problems. Honestly.
Yeah.
They are father and son.
Not really,
the relationship is literally just father and son.
Yeah. Not literally.
Not literally.
Not one bad day, so you make a plot twist. Oh, literally.
Like, the thing is, Tom Holland's Spider-Man had everything, but then lost everything as well. So, like, it's a win-win.
All right.
Win-win?
Start from the top. Now
fourth one. It can be any character, right?
Any.
I'd say Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That was so good.
Third one. I can give it to Thor. I can't give it to Thor like pre Ragnarok, but I can give it to him after Ragnarok.
So this is
after Ragnarok, he became such a good character.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So that's some character development.
All it took was to kill his entire family.
And his hometown. Or to make him whole planet.
To make him a good
like, learning a lesson, you know what I mean?
Like, in Infinity War, he was... Oh my god.
Actually, that's kind of messed up, actually. I just realized something. We end up liking Thor and Spider-Man because of their
because they lost everything.
Not their upfall. That's kind of depressing.
Maybe it makes them more relatable.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of messed up.
That's true.
People become better when they're traumatized, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Hey, I learned that too.
It's just like Thor. He lost everything, and then he became a better character.
See, kids, if you want to become the better version of yourself, go
ahead. Lose everything.
Oh my God.
Lose everything, buddy.
Okay. You guys joke, but that's exactly what I'm doing.
What do you mean?
No.
I'm actively killing my pride.
Oh, wow.
And I become a better person.
As long as you become a better person, that's good.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You have to lose everything in order to gain so much more.
You're just like Natasha.
Wait, what?
She loses everything, and then she makes a solo movie.
I mean...
Hey, that's fair! Only after she's dead does she get a solo movie. Bruh. Oh my god.
Yes.
And only after she's dead that Hawkeye gets his own show.
No, the only reason why the Hawkeye got his show, because he lost his hearing. That's how he did.
Oh.
Bro.
You're right.
If he never lost his hearing, he would have never gotten the show.
Don't do that to him. No.
Oh my god.
I think it was more of a Kate Bishop show than Hawkeye.
I mean,
so-so.
I mean, the point of it was kind of to introduce an upcoming Hawkeye, so...
Yeah. But I'd say it was like 50-50.
So, kids, if you want to have a Marvel show or movie, make sure your character loses something.
Everything, to be specifically.
Or at least...
Everything.
If you lose everything, you get a movie. You lose one thing, you get a show. That's the deal.
Just like Wanda. No, but Wanda lost everything.
She got a show.
Yeah, and she had a show. And now she's going to be like a main character in the upcoming Doctor Strange, if not the main villain.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be the Illuminati.
Shall we keep going with the list?
Yeah.
I'm still on my second one. We're getting sidetracked. I'm only on my second one.
Keep going.
What's your, what's, are we number three or two for you?
Number three.
I said, it's top five, right? I only said,
we stopped at Thor.
I said Star-Lord, Miles Morales, and then Thor.
Okay, so we're going to my number two.
Yeah. For my second one, I would say Daredevil, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
Daredevil.
Not season two Daredevil, though. That was kind of whack.
Okay.
I think first just has to go to Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
That's a good choice.
Amazing choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you, Angel?
Oh, okay. My top five?
Five.
Top five?
Yeah.
Number five? Black Panther.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Good choice.
I forgot about it.
Mr. Panther. But rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
R.I.P.
Okay, number four. I will say Wanda Maximoff.
Okay.
Dope.
Fair enough.
Dope. It's so dope.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, who?
It's Wanda.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're still on that one. Okay.
Yeah. And then number four is...
Number three.
I will say Hawkeye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two, Iron Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wait. I changed my number three. I changed my number three to Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Pretty Doctor good.
It's amazing, bro. Magic and shit.
Did he say his first one?
No. Did you just?
No.
I'll forget it.
I'll censor it.
Right, then my number two is Iron Man. And then number one is the Spectacular Spider-Man. The one with the cartoon one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's actually an amazing choice of characters.
Yeah. Also, okay. I just realized something. I like how we're talking about a top five list, and there's like five of us.
And it is all Spider-Man, bro.
True. We all have like Spider-Man.
We have at least one Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon. Was so good in my childhood.
I know.
He doesn't have a hot take. That's nice.
Yay. Now, is there a turn, Oscar?
Yeah, it is mine. All right. So,
he's been waiting for this.
Five. All right, for number five, I think you'll be surprised at my number one. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
But I'd say top five. I think I gotta give it to Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Alright, yeah, I gotta give them. Alright. Then for my number four.
True.
Okay, I think for my number four, I think I have to give it to.
He's thinking very carefully.
Yes, I am actually. I'm thinking very carefully. Number four, I think.
It can be any, it could be a villain as well.
I know. It's a.
We're not going by just heroes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You all said heroes.
Wait, we're going just by heroes?
No. We're not.
You all said heroes, which surprised me. You all said heroes.
True.
But you can.
I didn't thought of.
So for number four, I would have said Thanos.
I would have said
okay,
Thanos.
Okay, for number four, it's Carnage.
Oh, yes!
No, I changed it. For number three, for number four is Venom. For number three is Carnage.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Venom is really cool.
Yeah. Actually, I think either of them are interchangeable. So I actually do like them. I actually do like them both. So number three and four could be changed. Interchangeable.
Okay.
For number two, I think I'm going to give it... I think I'm going to give it to Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then for number one, I gotta go with Ghost Rider.
Oh, really?
I gotta go with Ghost Rider.
Which one? Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider?
That's the one. Go. I think I'm gonna give it to you. Ghost Rider from Marvel vs. Agent. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, yes!
Never played that.
Alright. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Okay. So the next top five is top five favorite DC characters.
Alright.
DC?
Yeah, DC.
Yes, DC.
Okay.
Dude,
for this one, we should go reverse order.
I would have said Galactus.
Bruh.
A little bit too late, but yeah.
I actually... I don't know many DC characters outside than, you know, Justice League and all that.
Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be any character, so, like...
It doesn't really matter.
I still haven't watched the new Batman movie.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
It's on HBO Max.
Dude, I don't have
the new Batman movie is so good. It's 3 hours.
Almost. Just
3 hours of Robert Pattinson being a good actor, yes.
Yes.
So I guess for this one, we go reverse order, I guess, for this one.
Wait, villains too?
Yeah.
Yes, villains too.
Yeah, villains.
All right.
So, Oscar, start it off.
Yeah. All right. For number five of all time, I think I gotta go with Jason Todd.
Okay. I can do that. All right.
No. Jason Todd from Under the Red Hood.
Oh, whoa, yes.
Yeah, Jason Todd from Under the Red Hood. Perfect.
Because he actually gets stuff done, unlike you, Batman.
Exactly. Right. And then for number three, I think I'm going to go with... Okay, I'm feeling going to go with Mr. Mixie Spitlick.
Who's that?
The imp.
Oh.
Yeah, basically, yeah, the imp that can do whatever he wants, basically. Mm-hmm.
Their name is Spitlick.
Yes, his name is literally Spitlick. Mr. Mix, Spitlick, I think.
Wait, what does he do again?
Basically, he can do what he wants. He's he's from the, I don't want to say what, fourth dimension?
Huh.
And he can basically, he's a reality warper, basically.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. For number three, John Constantine.
Yes.
Alright, that's my number three, John Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I love him. Mm-hmm. Alright. I think I'm gonna go with Batman for number two.
Okay.
All right, from Beyond, from Batman Beyond.
Oh, yes.
Old man Batman.
Yes.
Old man Batman.
Yes, definitely.
Old man Batman is what I'm going with. Old man.
From the TV show.
Gotham? Yeah. No, not from Gotham. From Batman Beyond.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Old man Batman, perfect. I love it. All right, okay. And for my number one of all time, I think that's actually pretty hard. It's pretty hard. In retrospect, it's a pretty hard choice, but in the end, it's got to be one. So, the one I'm going with is the Joker.
The Joker.
I'm so sorry. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
The Joker from I want to say again, Batman Beyond.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
All right. Because...
Pretty good.
Okay, because... Okay, this is a spoiler, but I'm not really sure how many of you actually...
What about Heath Ledger?
We don't... Wait, oh, I was saying... I thought you said something else.
Okay.
Jared Leto joke.
The reason I don't put Heath Ledger Joker on here, mainly is because I don't remember much from the Christopher Nolan trilogy. I don't remember much from it. I did watch it a while back, but I don't remember much from it. That's why I can't exactly say, give my own opinion about it.
All right.
Whoa.
So yeah. But the reason I chose from the Beyond is because, the guy pretty much just insulted everything about Batman.
True.
No cap. Yeah, the guy just, like, it'd be funny if it wasn't so pathetic. Is that
Angel, are you good?
Anyways, that's mine. That's mine. So, who's next?
Angel.
Hey, okay. My top five DC superheroes and villains are...
Yeah.
Supergirl. Number five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then number two. No, not me. Number four. Catwoman. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Black Canary.
Oh.
And number two.
Okay.
And then for number two, Wonder Woman.
Wait a minute here. I'm noticing a theme. I'm noticing a pattern here.
Guess who's my number one?
Did you say Catwoman? I swear to God.
I don't know, Zatanna?
You already said Catwoman, though.
No,
I be Starfire.
No. Mm-mm. Harley Quinn, number one.
Oh my God. Did
kind of saw it coming.
Can I actually restart? Can I restart?
S-I-M-P.
Solidified into podcast history now.
Okay.
Let me restart.
Okay, are you gonna say for real or you're not joking?
Oh yeah, for real.
Okay, but make it quick. Pause next.
That was a joke list, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually
joke.
For number five, off camera becomes real. Okay.
I was thinking of the Flash. But actually, it's Wally West. Wally West is, I feel like he's a lot better.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Respectable choice.
Like, even if he's, like, really, like, young and stuff, he's faster than Barry Allen.
True.
And the problem is he's, like, really fast than Barry Allen. And that's what I like about him. So,
okay.
For number four, I would say... Lobo, the demon.
Oh yeah!
Lobo in Injustice was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My number three, I would say.
They put the Ninja Turtles.
No.
From the Injustice.
No.
That was a cross.
Oh God! Please no.
Oh my God. The Ninja Turtles.
The Ninja Turtles.
Ah, yes.
So what's his number three?
Wait.
It was cool. Doctor Fate. Number three for Doctor Fate.
Okay.
Doctor Fate.
Okay.
For number
That's
three.
Actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I would say Deathstroke. I think he's cool.
That's nice.
And then Batman from Batman Forever.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I have a question. Can I not put the Ninja Turtles on the list?
No,
because they were
count.
With Batman. Batman.
Hey, my favorite Batman is from the animated series. 1992.
That's nice. Oh, that's nice. I'll respect it. Choice.
Okay.
But no, you can't.
I can't put Ninja Turtles.
Oh man.
Cross. Okay. Well, actually, I don't think that's up to me. I think that's up to Esteban.
What?
Is the Ninja Turtles a respectful answer?
Technically, yes, because there is a comic and there is an anime movie about that.
Oh, so you're saying...
Technically, but not really. I'm not
Mortal
gonna
Kombat? You're saying Mortal Kombat?
I said technically...
By that logic, Predator could be a respectable choice.
We're not gonna count crossovers as one of them. You know, we're not counting that because that just makes it more complicated.
Oh, okay. You just had to bring up Mortal Kombat. Okay.
Yeah.
You lost your Ninja Turtles, man.
So no crossover. So you can't. You're not allowed to say Scooby Doo as an option.
Oh yeah.
Wow. All
right. Well, the fifth one. That's really hard because I don't really know many DC characters. I think I'll put the Flash. I guess. I watched the Suicide Squad, so I could.
Yes.
I do like those characters. I guess for the fourth one. I think the fourth one go to Will Smith Deadshot.
Okay.
Third one. The shark from the second Suicide Squad movie. I forgot
his name.
Yes. Big Shark, I think.
Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about the name.
King Shark. King Shark Supremacy!
Oh, Vigilante! He's funny.
Oh, yes. Yes, true.
The third one? I think I give the third one to Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Second can be Batman. But for the first one, I'd put Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit, I guess I'm next.
Yes, you're next, buddy.
Okay. So for the fifth one, I'm gonna go with Jason Todd, aka Red Hood, and I'm gonna go with the same one that Oscar did under the Red Hood, because that's actually good. Next, I go with Constantine, since it's cool.
Okay.
Nice,
nice, okay.
Nice. For the Joker, I'm gonna go with the original animated series, because I just like him there.
Okay, iconic. Okay.
For the Flash, I'll pick Wally West as the Flash from the Justice League animated series.
Yeah,
and for Batman, I'll pick Batman from the Arkham Knight.
Oh, yes.
So I think nice. I like that one.
Pretty good, buddy.
Well, it's your turn, Eric.
Okay, my turn. Which is actually, now I get what Paul said, because, like, well, kind of, because, like, I do know a few characters.
Not a lot.
not a lot, though, but, like, yeah. I'd say for my top five, Polka Dot Man.
Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, because, like,
From the
Suicide Squad, like, R.I.P.
I'm a superhero.
Oh, man. Kind of wish he stayed longer, but okay. For top four, Darkseid from Zack Snyder's Justice League. Actually, because like I don't know, it's like the first live action adaptation we got from Darkseid, and he was just so cool. Like, oh my god! If they do continue the Zack Snyder's verse,
I doubt it,
but like if they do, I really can't wait to see Darkseid. That's if they do continue it, but like, okay. Top. Wait, what is it? Four or three, right? Yeah, three. I'd say Wonder Woman. For top two, I'm going to go with The Flash. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Barry Allen because I... Barry Allen, not Allie.
Barry Allen.
Barry Allen, yes. That's another version.
From what?
No, but yeah, I'm going to go with Barry Allen because like, I kind of feel like it's kind of the same reason why Spider-Man is like one of my favorites because like, he's also pretty relatable. He got a lot of issues and like he's pretty young and all that.
Yeah.
And my number one, I'd actually say Batman from Robert Pattinson because like, I actually waited a long time to see him and like, and like, that Batman actually means a lot more for me because like, I saw the trailer for like the very first teaser trailer for the Batman during, you know, quarantine. It was like we had those dark times, and I don't know, it actually, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I can't wait for this. And when I saw it in the movies, I was like, bravo, this is so cool. So yeah.
All right. Now we're going to the top five favorite movies of all time. So pretty much any movie you like, go ahead.
Wait, what?
Okay, we're doing top five favorite movies of all time. So pretty much any movies you've seen from the past, from present day to before, all the way back then. Whichever are your top five favorite movies, you get to, that's your list.
Oh, wow.
So I guess
so basically, no restriction.
It could be animated, live action.
Even if it's the most explicit movie ever.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
Just don't talk details. Wait. Okay, one movie included. We're not gonna talk about The Orange. We're not doing that.
Oh, Sausage Party.
Not that type. Okay, Miss Penix, that's actually is a movie from Seth Rogen. If you think we're saying something wrong, no, we're not. That's actually a movie.
Sausage.
She should know that's a movie, right?
Oh wow.
Anyway, but Eric, you can start it off.
Okay, it's actually quite hard because like I've seen so many movies throughout my life. Of course, we love movies here, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I'd say my top five would be I just forgot. What is it? Cars.
Spider-Man's. Wait, Cars.
Cars?
Yeah, like, I think Pixar? Like Cars. Yes.
Like the Cars. This the Pixar Cars.
Yeah.
Out the of very first all one. Of the movies that they've made. You pick Cars, not Nemo, not,
Cars was my childhood.
Ratatouille,
Cars?
Oh, no, wait. Actually, let me change that to The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Christmas movie,
basically. Yes.
Wait till we get to my list.
Top four could be definitely, I'm gonna say Infinity War, because like that was a pretty big event as well. Mm-hmm. But wait, I'm already top. Wait, no, I said five and four, so I'm in top three.
Yeah.
I'm in top three.
Yeah.
No Way Home, of course, because like that's just a really great movie. It had a lot of like of what we expected and more.
But I don't know if Doctor Strange is gonna top it.
I mean,
we haven't seen it. It hasn't even come out yet, so we can't say.
We have to wait 2 weeks for that, so, like, yeah.
Yes.
After that, the Batman, that's going to be top two, I think. Yeah, top two. The Batman, the new one, the one that came out, like, last month.
Yeah.
And then my top one, Spider-Man 2.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, for me, it's kind of like all over the place, but I'm gonna just go with what I said. Number five, I would go with Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh yes.
I just like that movie. Okay, yeah, I just sorry.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm gonna go with Inception.
Okay.
The one starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Number three, I put Spider-Man 2. Number two, I put Captain America Civil War. And then for number one, I put Avengers Infinity War. In my personal opinion, I think Infinity War is a bit better than Endgame, in my opinion.
Because they lost.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because like in Infinity War, it just feels special because they see all these characters from other movies in this one movie. And like Endgame, they just kind of did it again. So, but like, I don't know.
But like at the end?
For me, with those movies, it's just that I can't see them separated. Like, now that Endgame is out, I can't see them that movie the same way, honestly.
I think the only problem, there is one problem about Marvel movies now, is like if there's a solo movie, they have to create an excuse why this character can't help this one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they did that with Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, I was like, why can we call this? Like,
yeah.
True.
So now they have to have a reason why they can't have or handled this, or they can't have Captain Marvel.
Especially from episode 3 of Moon Knight, does no other superhero see what's happening in the sky? Or
what do you mean episode 4?
No, episode 3. Or is it?
Oh, wait, yeah, my bad.
Episode 4 came out. No, that's episode, like,
well,
yeah.
To be
sky.
Fair, I don't know if Captain Marvel would know how to handle a dimensional attack like Doctor Strange would.
Okay, I'm like, okay, Captain Marvel, I guess they have a... Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, like, any, like, heroes from space, they kind of have the excuse, because they're not in Earth, they're, like, somewhere else.
Huh.
So they have the excuse. But anyone that's in New York, or nearby a hero...
Hulk.
Like, a Hulk. They don't really have an excuse
why
they're not...
Hulk has a broken arm. Or has a broken
true.
Arm.
Somehow.
Captain... Oh, wait, never mind.
Better.
The other Captain America, the new one.
Paul, it's your turn.
Dang. This is a hard one. I think Deadpool is really, really good. The first one.
Yes.
Sir.
First one was really good. Mm-hmm. I'd say it definitely gets the fifth place. The fourth? Wow, I cannot think of, I think I actually did like Jurassic World.
Actually, that's pretty good.
If
yeah,
it's the
I like
one,
that
I'll let slide because I think everyone was okay with that one. The other two, what the sequel was kind of,
I just think Dinosaur is pretty cool. Third one, this movie called 7 Pounds. I think our leadership teacher showed it to us in freshman year.
Oh.
But I actually really like the movie. It sort of has Will Smith in it. It's kind of a
sad movie. Oh, yeah.
Second one. I think the second one, I actually will put Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it was pretty enjoyable. I wouldn't say the best one, but like I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I believe it.
First one.
All
right,
so
God, I if this was shows, I would be able to tell you like plenty, but I
thousands
can't
of shows, of... but it's you
know, yeah,
it's movies.
Movies is really hard.
It kind of, yeah.
Oh, there could have been shows as well.
No,
we could have done movies. Shows.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking back at the list.
What did you say?
No, I was like, oh, you're looking back at the list.
No, I'm just saying, like, that could have been also like another option we could have, like, shows.
Oh yeah.
But I'd say we keep it like this, or like maybe if you wanna, maybe like as a special mentions.
Mm-hmm. We do an honorable mention.
Right? We can just say a few shows, like not top five, but like.
Yeah, just honorable mentions, like what we
will. Yeah.
Oh, the first one. Oh my god. What was that movie I watched not that long ago?
Shrek.
Oh my god. Shut up.
Actually, not too long ago, I actually was a guest star on another podcast, and we talked about Shrek.
Oh, is that what you were doing? You were doing a podcast right there?
I was a guest.
Like I am now.
Yeah, like he is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I already forgot
what you were talking about.
I'm on the fifth one, right? Or I'm on the first one?
I think you're on the first one.
I literally watched the movie yesterday and I forgot what it was.
What was it about?
I completely forgot what it was. But it probably was a completely forgettable movie.
Was it Morbid?
Morbid? No. I didn't watch that, thank God. But...
Morbid? Shit.
I'll just put some random... Nobody, I guess.
Okay.
Go on, Bob.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's my first one. I don't think that's actually my first one. There's plenty of movies, but I just can't think right now. You know what? I'll give it to Rango.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Sir.
Am I the only one that just got bored with that movie as a kid?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That just got me. I saw Rango in theaters. That made me go to sleep.
No.
No offense. That actually made me go to sleep. I don't know why. That just got me boring.
How could you do
this? It's my opinion. Okay, Angel, go.
Dude.
Angel, why did you...
What?
Look in general. Why did he post that?
Wait, he posts what?
If he just posted like his library and it's just like scrolling past several photos of the same photo of me.
Oh my god. Why? Just why?
Anyway, Angel, take your top five movies of all time.
Oh. Number five, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Number four, let's say Justice League, Snyder Cut.
Okay. I forgot. Can I change my... I will put Spider-Man... into the Spider-Verse on like second place or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Number three, I say Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Okay. By Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for number two, I think. Terminator.
A man of culture, I see.
And then, this is my all-time favorite movie of all time. Like, I don't watch it that much, but if I watch it on TV or something like that, I would enjoy every single bit of it. The Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yes. I love it already.
And
dude, can I put the second one too? Part one and part two?
Of what?
I mean, The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Because they're both
Godfather part.
Part one and two are good. Part three is eh.
Yeah, part three, you just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about it and you're good.
Yeah.
So that is my list.
All right, and last but not least,
it's like my list is so different from all of y'all. So you guys like had like the top highest grossing films and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Mine is like old movies and stuff, you know?
All right. For number five, I'm gonna be honest. For number five, I gotta go with Shrek 2. Okay, for number five, I gotta go with Shrek 1. Shrek 1. Shrek 1.
Okay. Shrek, number five, yes, Shrek. Sir.
Alright. For number four,
Shrek 3.
No, we don't talk about Shrek 3. We don't talk about Shrek.
Shrek either. Forever After.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. Shrek Forever After, I never saw, but I think pretty sure. Okay, here's the thing about Shrek 3. I have the game for it, like the official game.
The game?
Yes, there's a Shrek.
There was a game about Shrek 3.
Yes. Shrek Forever After. There is a game about it.
Okay, that one I didn't know.
I hated it so much that I hated the movie.
Wouldn't the game be completely different from the movie?
You know what's a good movie? Pulp Fiction.
There was a
movie.
Wait,
what?
My guy.
Dude, that is.
You talk about. Oh, you guys always have gross movies. Bitch, Godfather 2 and Godfather and Godfather 2 and Pulp Fiction are up there in the highest grossing movies.
Oscar.
Don't even talk.
Oscar.
What?
You just said the B word. Yes.
No, I did. I said okay.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. But it's okay.
I'm gonna repeat what I said.
You're only giving Esteban more work.
I have to.
Listen. Okay.
He already has to edit out a big chunk of. Angels.
I know. But listen. What I said was. Angel, you're talking about how all of them have. Oh, you guys have the greatest Christmas movies. When you're talking about Pulp Fiction and Godfather 1 and 2.
Well, I don't know.
Explain that to me. Alright, well, anyways, okay. I'm on number 4, I believe. Or are they number 3? Number 5. Hang on. No, I think number 5 was Shrek. So I'm on number 4. Uh-huh. Okay, number 4.
No, oh my god, is that Eric as Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, context, Esteban just sent...
Number 4, I think I'm gonna go with... What?
Don't look at it.
Oh, yes, I'm looking at it, especially.
Don't look at the chat.
Okay. I think for number 4, I think I gotta go with No Way Home.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I gotta go with No Way Home. For number 3, I think I gotta go with Shrek 2.
Okay.
Alright, for number 2, I gotta go with Jurassic Park. The first one.
Uh-huh.
Alright, and for number 1, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
No question, Terminator 2 is, in my opinion, the best movie of all time. No questions asked.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the final top 5 list is top 5 favorite video games of all time.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
So, what order? You want to do like intro or reverse?
Reverse, because we already did like intro.
Okay, so Oscar, you go.
Right. And I got to think mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually do have to think mine a little bit, but anyway. For number 5, I swear to God, should we say Bloodborne? For number 5, I think I got to go with For number 5, my top 5 game of time, Skylanders Swap Force.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, goddammit, Angel.
What? That's number 5.
Oh my god.
No, wait, Angel, you're trying to say holy shoot, right? Holy shoot.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm not taking risks.
Skylanders Swap Force. That is my number 5.
When he has to edit that
like,
lot.
Little, yeah.
Anyways, okay. For my number 4, we're number 4.
Uh huh.
Number 4, I gotta go with Angry Birds.
Okay. Yeah.
I hated those pigs with a passion. Yes, and the theme was fire. Like the main theme was fire. My number 3, Skylanders Giants.
What's the difference between Swap Force and Giants?
Besides
the gimmick.
Skylanders Giants was just better. It was just better in every way.
Okay.
Alright. For my number three. No, I said Skyrim for number three. My second favorite game of all time is Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bro, that was... Listen, guys.
It's on the 3DS.
That was my first game on my first console, which was the Wii. That, I played that for a good chunk of my childhood. And when I finally beat the final boss, it felt so amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your number one?
Bloodborne.
Why did I always
I kind of knew it.
I said it. I'm like, if he says Bloodborne, I'm going to be...
Yes. Listen. Here's the thing about Bloodborne.
You're a masochist.
Here's the thing about Bloodborne. Why I love it. Yes. But also, it was my first ever Soulsborne game. All right? It got me addicted. But here's the thing about it.
Okay.
I could not beat... I think it was like, what, the second boss? Because I didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And so I quit for a little bit. All right? And then I saw no hit runs of Bloodborne. Then I saw like what, Blood BL4 runs, like all these runs. Where it's like, that like, I'm gonna learn.
Okay.
And then I learned, I actually am on a BL4 run right now. Okay. I've completed the game like what, 6-7 times already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
6-7 times.
Yeah, I completed it.
Holy smokes.
I don't think I've ever beaten a game 6-7 times.
I still haven't gotten the Old Hunters DLC, so I still have to complete the DLC.
Hmm. Wow.
But you don't have to, though.
But I want to, though. Right. And also, I am on the track. I already got Dark Souls 1. I already got the main three Dark Souls games. Alright, I'm planning to get Sekiro, Ghost of Tsushima, Elden Ring, and Demon Souls.
Okay.
Alright. I already got 4 out of the 7 I want. And I'm gonna catch them all. I'm gonna collect them all.
Eventually. You'll get there.
I'm gonna collect them all.
Alright, Angel.
I think Angel does have a lot to talk about because he always brings his 3DS to school.
Yeah.
So,
obviously.
Angel,
your turn. Or...
He's muted.
You muted him, man.
I didn't.
He muted himself.
Oh.
He muted himself, so...
Why?
Alright, let's just...
Alright.
We're running a little long on time.
True,
Angel is unmuted himself again.
Okay, so... I was in the bathroom for like a hot minute, so I didn't get to hear what you guys were saying.
But it's your turn, Angel, to talk about your top 5 favorite video games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's say my number five. I would say Left 4 Dead, not the first one, the second one. Okay. Left 4 Dead 2.
Nice.
You know, Left 4 Dead 2 is like, even if people don't play anymore, I still see like old active players.
They still play.
I know. I see a lot of people playing, but like modern people, like people on Fortnite and stuff. But like the OGs, they play a lot of that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So my number 4 is my childhood game, which I completed like 20 times. Little Big Planet.
The first one?
Oh!
All 3 of them.
Bro, no
all
way.
3 of them?
Even the PS Vita version and the
PS
Vita
version. Oh my god.
Nice! I love it!
I got all the skins, no deaths, and every single level.
No way.
No deaths? How is that even possible? Oh, man, it's
so... I was like... That was my game. I was like 8 years old, bro. I always played that.
Okay.
If they made another one, like on PC, I would always play that.
I mean, yeah. Technically, Sackboy is technically a sequel to that.
No, it's not. Sackboy is
a whole different game because it's not Little Big Planet.
You can't even make creative stuff. You can't even build anything.
Okay. Guys, I'm gonna be honest. I never played any of the Little Big Planet games. To be honest.
Not even the third one.
And then, My third game is let's say right now it's Apex Legends. Apex Legends is like I just keep playing over and over and over and over again. I got over like a thousand games.
You're addicted.
Mm-hmm. And then number two, I would say Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, I think.
Huh?
The Ultimate Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, we always play that. We always play that.
Yeah, yeah. That one. And then my number one. The Legend of Zelda sequels and games. Every single one of them.
Even the NES version?
Like, I don't care. See Zelda and I'll see Zelda and...
Okay. So now it's up to you. Paul, you're next.
Paul, okay. Go ahead.
While you guys were talking, I literally pulled up my Steam library just to...
Oh my god.
Just to see all your games?
Yeah. Just to see what I got here.
That.
See.
What you all got. Right.
So... Bro, get away from my chicken!
Alright, let's get this. The fifth one, I definitely put Fallout 4.
Okay.
That one has so much stuff you can do in that game. Same with Red Dead Redemption 2. That would definitely be in my fourth one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
For third... Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
I'm playing it right now. What do you mean?
Oh my... Well, wait, while we're doing the podcast?
Yeah. Wait,
he's on his PC at the moment.
Tell me what you mean.
No, he said he got his Chromebook.
Huh? What?
No, just tell me what you mean.
I totally forgot about Gmod.
Just tell me what you mean in
Sniper.
Oh, wow.
Pyro.
Hey, you play Gmod?
No, I haven't played.
The second one, I'd probably put
GTA.
Don't manipulate people.
Oh no, yeah. I'll Death put Space. Little Big Planet.
Okay.
First one. I'll give it to Subnautica.
Okay.
It's just some survival game. Actually, no. I'll give it to... There was another game I was thinking of. No, just give me and I'll tell you.
Batman.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
What is it?
Batman. Batman Arkham Knights.
Oh my god.
No.
Okay, so my top five is kind of... Okay, it's kind of basic, but at the same time, it's what I mostly grew up with. For fifth place, I would put Minecraft. I used to play a lot, but not a whole lot. Mostly because everyone I know plays Call of Duty for no reason. Anyway.
Oh, the first one, the second one will definitely be Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And first would be
Call of Duty. Oh, yeah, Call of Duty.
Okay.
For my fourth one, I would go with Super Mario Galaxy, mostly because that's the first video game I fully completed when I was a kid on the Wii. For third, I put GTA 5. I like the story, and especially the online mode. And Oscar knows about this. We used to play a lot, and also, I hate it every time, especially that one time when Aaron crashed a helicopter.
That GTA? Good time. Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, for context. We were doing the prison break heist. And here's the thing, we were about to do it. Flawlessly.
I have 5 million on GTA.
You don't care about the money. Anyway.
Good for you.
It's not all about the money, Spider-Man.
It's about drive. It's about power.
No.
It's about drive.
But,
we're so hungry. We need the power.
Put in the work. Put in the hours.
We take what's ours. Hopefully we don't get copyrighted.
It's not helping. Anyway, but back to what Oscar was saying.
I doubt it.
Yeah, as Oscar was saying, we were pretty much We pretty much finished the entire thing. All Aaron needed to do was to land a helicopter.
And the helicopter.
And fly off.
This idiot crashed.
To the point where we had to restart the whole thing.
We were at the end, mind you. We were at the end. And this idiot crashed the chopper.
Yeah. For number two, I put Uncharted 4 at Thief's End.
Put in the work. Put in the hours.
But yeah,
put kind of late, but okay.
But yeah, for number two, I put Uncharted 4 at Thief's End. Because I play all the Uncharted games. Out of all of them, the fourth one's my favorite of the bunch. I do like the story. And plus, I almost cry at the end.
We can mute him now.
Okay. But I pretty much almost cry at the end. Because, you know, that was like pretty much technically the last Uncharted game with the main crew.
Yeah.
And for number one, I put Lego Star Wars to complete the saga.
Bro, yes!
Yes, sir!
Come on. I forgot to put that one too, but I forgot.
I haven't played the newer version, the Skywalker saga. I want to play it, though.
Because I haven't bought it, though.
I haven't meaning it, but I want
to
play
it. Listen, guys. I had the glory of playing the first level in that. It's beautiful. It is as the legend speaks. It is as the legend speak.
FY, me and Esteban's birthday is also coming up, so Skywalker saga, please.
Yeah. Anyway, now it's Eric.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so technically this doesn't go like a specific order. Like, I overall just like all the games that I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So, okay, top 5. I'm going to go with Spider-Man PS4, of course. Amazing game, amazing suits, amazing story, lovely, everything. Top 4, I'm going to say Minecraft, because, like, who doesn't like Minecraft? It's a beauty of a game. It's all the pixels, all...
It's just blocks.
All of it. The music, like Angel said in another podcast. Yeah, that possibly that one. Another one I'm gonna say is my top 3. I'm gonna say Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Cause it's a similar reason that I like it because of the Batman. It's cause like that game I played it during summer 2020, which was like yeah, pretty dark time, so yeah, that helped me. Another game, I'm going to say Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. And my top one, I think this is top one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let me think about Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, the complete saga, definitely.
Same, okay.
It's just a masterpiece of a game. With the Lego Yoda dead sound. Hold up. Let me pull it up. Where is it? Where's YouTube? No, seriously, where's YouTube? Why is it not opening? Hold up.
Don't you mean...
Lego Yoda dies. Hold up.
And this sound... Eric?
Yes, that one. That's a masterpiece of a sound.
So now that we finished all the top 5 lists, are there any honorable mentions that you wish you would have wanted to say but couldn't?
Honorable mentions for me, one.
For like any top 5 list.
For any... Like, I'm just going to say one because like one that I think about it. Show. The Clone Wars. Beautiful show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching with Alejandro right now.
The only show I never watch Clone
Wars. You gotta watch it, dude. It's amazing.
If I had to go to the show, I'd mostly go with... Demon Slayer. I don't know. I don't know. I'm the offense, but most of the American TV shows are kind of meh at the moment.
True. So honorable mentions?
Yeah.
I was like 6 years old when the PlayStation 2 came out. I all I played was the Nemo game. The funny Nemo game.
Oh, wow. Bro. The Nemo game? The Nemo game. I had a Phineas and Ferb game.
I played that one too a lot.
Yes.
Yo, let's go!
Yes.
I had this game called Over the Hedge.
Huh?
It's Stumpy's Revenge Day or something.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know.
No, that's what it's called. It's called Over the
Hedge. He had something.
Over the Hedge, Stumpy's Revenge.
Oh, wow.
Actually, speaking of Disney or games of some sort, there were like three Disney games I bought for the Wii. I don't think none of y'all, except for one, but I don't think the other two, you don't know any of these. So I'm gonna just turn my camera on. Is there, you can see them. Never mind, you can't.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. I'm gonna just take a picture.
Oh, right. Any other memorable mentions? I mean, honorable, not memorable.
Oh, no? Disney Universe, bro! Disney Universe?
Oh, wait. Yes.
Okay, so you actually do remember that game?
Yes.
I remember that game.
Okay.
I wanted that game so bad, and when I got it, I was like, oh, yes, let's go. I mostly wanted the Disney Infinity because of the Star Wars characters.
That's 2.0. Or was that 3.0?
Yeah, but that's when
Infinity was pretty cool, too. I mostly liked Skylanders, though.
Wait, just...
Was it Spyro? I just checked the Discord chat. Angel, what are you sending?
Wait,
what? I don't know.
Like,
he's posting a bunch of random stuff.
Wait, to Angel only?
No, in the general.
In the general? Oh, yeah.
So, I think that's pretty much it.
Pretty much it?
Yeah. I mean, hold on, let me
check. Alright, guys, so, this is the end of today's podcast.
Yeah.
And, hope you enjoyed it. We don't know what to talk about next.
Make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And are on social media. You have me as Nerdy Rockstar. You have Esteban as The Real Mario Gamer. You have Paul as Shuba Loop. And you have Angel as Universe Hates Me.
Sleepy. And Oscar, he doesn't have one. Anyway.
He doesn't have one, but...
No, he...
Yeah!
Yet.
He doesn't... or never will.
Never know.
Whenever he turns 21.
Nah, once he turns like 25 is when he finally gets one.
Oh my god. But, alright guys, so see you in the next one.
Yep, see ya.
Alright, see ya.